Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Hallelujah. See him, come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Jesus, that you will take over the service. Let your hand of blessing be upon us and upon your children. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every demonic presence, every interference. We come against them in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. You may be seated. Mr. Soundman, if you could be generous to me, I will be very, very thankful. The Lord bless you. Let me use the opportunity to greet my fathers, Papa Steve and Papa Stanley Mensah, my mothers, Mama Jane and Martha, for the love they have expressed to me. I want to thank God for Reverend Mike and his spouse and all the association of pastors and their spouses. I want to thank God for you. Without you, we will not be speaking to anybody. Hallelujah. I will want to read you a caption of scripture from Galatians, the second chapter, the 20th verse. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20. The Bible said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for in righteousness came, for in righteousness come by the law. Then Christ is dead in vain. I want to use the opportunity to thank God for this privilege. I don't take it for granted at all. And I will want to use, it's always nervous to preach here, it's always. But I will want to use the opportunity to present a portrait of the gospel which Paul the Apostle did in the summation of the four gospels in the book of Romans, that what was his entreaties or thesis of the gospel when he wrote it. When you look at it from chapter 1 to chapter 16, there comes a summation of condemnation to justification to forgiveness to atonement to justification. It also goes to redemption. It goes to propitiation and builds up to regeneration, adoption, and newness of life. That means that if a person be in Christ, as Romans chapter 8 verse number 1 says, there is no more condemnation to that person. All of us will understand that, as John the third chapter have already outlined in John chapter 3 and verse number 17, he did not send the Son into the world to condemn it, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that does not believe on him is already condemned. In other words, if somebody is in Christ Jesus, by adoption and also by the propitiation of the work of the cross that Christ paid on the cross, there is no more condemnation that will be laid to your charge. The person that sits in the church has the guarantee that Christ has really purged and sanctified your life. Your name is written in the book of life. There is no way that that person is going to pass from or slip through the grace of God and miss his appearing when he appears, or miss his second coming when the righteous and when the holy, the sanctified, is caught up in heaven to meet him. If the books are open in Revelation chapter 20 and the verse number 12, the Bible said, I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God, and I saw the books open, and another book, which is the book of life, and anybody whose name was not found written in that book will be thrown into the lake of fire. In other words, the born again believer will not be thrown, or cannot be thrown, into that particular lake. Having said all that to you, there is a retrospection of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 14. Very interesting revelation the Bible outlined. He said, I write not these things to shame you, but as beloved sons, I warn you. As beloved sons, therefore, Christ having paid the price, granted that grace, the believer has so much authority, the believer has so much power, the believer has so much grace lavished on him, yet he said, as my beloved sons, I do not write to shame you, but I warn you. Why will he be warning the born again believer? As beloved sons. It reminds me of that scripture that, you know, he who Christ loved, or the Lord loves, he chasteneth. Yeah. In Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 4, he was building up some thesis. You know, he came down. By the time he hit verse number 12, he was beginning to talk about, if you are not chastened, then you are bastards. And then he began to, you know, outline some things that the born again Christian can help you to grow by the grace of God. So I will use the premise of that to speak to the believers in the house of God to understand that he is warning us, so that anything that will be an obstacle and anything that will be a stumbling block and a hindrance that will block our way from entering into glory, we will be circumspect to watch that we don't go close by those things. You are justified freely by grace in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter number 3, verse number 24, he outlines that also very clearly. That is the reason why when we call on the name of Jesus, that every knee bows, every tongue confesses, and victory is emanating from our spirit to whatever the situation it is. But, he says, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. In other words, he is trying to say, there are snares, infidia, snares all around you. Therefore, I warn you, so that you will not fall into any of those snares. In other words, he is trying to say, when the preacher comes in here and admonishes and inspires you and edifies you and speak, you know, revelatorically to you and brings inspiration, motivation, and you know, encouragement to God's people, also will have to have the predisposition to warn them also. I keep telling people all the time that who sorry no pa and son will be 2-9 yard from a now and could see Fidia Nibiso. Yeah. When you wake up in the morning, before, this is, you know, a parenthetical statement, and so, be watchful. Because when I look at the scripture like Jeremiah chapter 5 verse number 26, the Bible, Jeremiah 5 26, for among my people are found wicked men, they lay in wait as he that setteth snares, that they may trap, that they may catch men. It is not everybody that smiles that loves. It is not everybody that taps that loves. It is not everybody that pampers that loves. I wish I can explain that it's not everybody that kisses that loves. Therefore, warn them that they don't fall into the snares. Warn them that you don't rob the poor because he is poor. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 22. Warn them that you cannot rob the poor because they are poor. I wish, you know, sometimes if they were going to put somebody in a ministerial position, they will also introduce them to this particular scripture and to let people understand and know the premise that the poor cannot be robbed. That if a contract is given to a contractor, they should understand that what they are doing is for the benefit of the poor, and therefore the poor cannot be robbed. I wish you can understand, if somebody is snatching somebody's husband, that woman is frail and vulnerable and a poor person, and therefore that person cannot be robbed. Warn them what that, you know, when we stand here, 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 1, 2, and 3. I charge you, therefore, by God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at the appearing of his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. The Bible says, reprove the pulpit. That is what it does. Reprove, rebuke, exalt with all long suffering and doctrine. Warn them of Job chapter 7 verse 7, that everybody's life is air, just breath. Warn them that before you boast, do you need an introduction from me? Let them know that your lives are just breath. Yeah. The lady who died, the police officer with her family, they were in a Hyundai Tucson at Amasaman last Thursday night. A tanker truck, by the premise of the rain, just slipped off and fell on their vehicle. If I show you a photograph of them right now, then you will know that a human being is just air. We am from. It reminds me of Job chapter 24:23. Though he had given them to be in safety, whereon he rested, yet his eyes are upon them. The Bible said in verse number 24, they are exalted for a little while, but are gone, brought low, and they are taken out of the way as all other. They are cut off at the tops of the ears of the corn. Warn them that they are dust. Genesis 3:19. And into dust they will return. Warn them not to boast. Yeah, that any man that boasts, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse number 24. Let them boast in this, that they know and understand me, that I am the Lord. And the Bible said, I exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness. Warn them that they are believers, sanctified and washed in the blood. Yet, warn them that they are heir. Emframa. All the vehicles we drove in this place, the only thing that made it to come, apart from the engines and the electrical system and the fuel system that are in it, it is all because the tires were pumped up in air. If those ties are down, you can't drive here. Yeah, God created man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The day that thing which was breathed into you, the day that is gone out, ladies and gentlemen, you become like the dust that we came out of. You know, sometimes when I go and the undertakers have just laid somebody in the casket waiting to be buried, I look at them and I said, please, human beings, whether believers or not, whether Christians or Muslims, whether Hare Krishnas or atheists, everybody will have to come to the place of humbling yourself. Come down, brafom, because you are just empty air. Empty air. Yeah. Drive a good car is a blessing. Live in a prestigious location is a blessing. But where am I from? Where am I from? Warn them. Tell them that. Yeah, let them know, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 10, that it is I, the Lord, which have lifted them and given them a good land. Let them know that it is I who have honored them and blessed them, you know, with good houses and goodly, you know, apparels and everything that they, and when they, their flocks and their herds multiply and increase. In verse number 13, it meant their silver increase and their gold is multiplied. Let them know that it's the Lord that giveth them power to get wealth. In verse number 18, it is God that openeth the doors and openeth the opportunity and gives you the ability and the grace to do the things we are doing. Let everybody in the Christendom understand Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 14 that we do not have a continuing city in this place, that everybody is temporarily passing through this earth. Sometimes, you know, I get amazed, you know, when I look at situations. You know, last Friday night, MPP candidate, parliamentary candidate that is contesting for the election, terrible accident that happened last Friday night into Saturday, he passed on. 4 days ago, at the Bron-Ahafo region, another constituency chairman, also in a crash, passed on. Then, I am beginning to understand that. You know, the reason why we cannot even clap is that, because the reality is not that we do not have a continuing city here. There is no continuing city. It just reminds me of Psalm 39 and verse number 12, you know, where the Bible said, for now I know that I am a sojourner and a stranger with God as all my fathers. Yeah, we will sometimes will have to remind the church that whilst we are receiving, also you are still a stranger. We came to meet some people here. They are gone. Like Ephraim Amo. Like Philip. Beho. Great guys. Todosia Oku. People like that. Dr. Bozia. Dr. Nkrumah. Dr. Padmore. Dr. Du Bois. Intellectual people. Bright minds, amazing people. Those were some of the few people who first wore a suit. Sabren will be suit a friend a cratchet. And yen ye are common where will be our sorry we are kitty be and what and binem we. And yen a brennon will be a wubishi be no a cratchet. Strange, strange. These guys are gone. I am not reminding anybody of pain. I remember in those early stages when I joined this church and submitted to my fathers and subscribed to their tutelage and leadership and impartation on their lives. I remember in those days when we used to be under the shed when we were building this place. You know, and by the grace of God, we finished up. One of the days when Reverend SS went home to be with the Lord, we lay him here. Pastor Eastwood ministered on this altar powerfully. The choir sang, I remember that day so very well. The choir sang a song immediately after Reverend Eastwood's ministration, God will take care of you. And when they sang, I remember Reverend S.S.'s wife, you know, took the song as a prophecy and, you know, really believed in that particular message together with the children. And I'm speaking something, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody sitting in this place, sometimes you just have to remind yourself, you know, who you are truly, especially in Christ Jesus. Even though you are sanctified, born again and everything, still, as you live on this particular earth, there is some particular validity period that has been placed on your life. Job chapter number 14 and verse number 5, he has determined your days and the boundaries have been set for everybody. That is why you cannot be joking with your life and the decisions we make and the things we make in secret. I'm telling you, everybody knows you are a Christian. Everybody knows you are a child of God. We all believe that you love God. You sing in the choir. You are in the protocol. You serve in church. Everybody knows you are a pastor. Yet, between you and God, you know you are far away from the grace of God. Meaning, I want more than somebody's okay. I'm just pushing the message. Normally, it's a message in the air. Senkepa will be ankasa. When it's assimilated, nobody talks, nobody claps. But it is okay. Everybody know that this is your wife. Everybody know that this is your husband. I can't understand. You know, if and it goes, it runs through. It is not only in politics, it goes also into ministry. I don't understand. You see somebody very nice, he is distinguished. We honor and respect him. Yet, I just want to build up on something, you know, and now I realize that abnormality have become normality and normality have become abnormality. You know, the people are thinking, and I suffer the inimitable, yes, it's an Emmanuel, you know, it's antiquated, and that I'm talking to somebody, you know, Romans chapter 14 and verse number 12, we shall all give account unto God one by one, you know, one by one. I was telling my wife last week, I said, baby, I am so sudden that I am not going to stand before the throne of God together with you. One day I will go, or one day you will go. One day I will have to say goodbye to you, or one day you will have to say goodbye to me. And that saddens me. These are some of the reasons why in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, from verse number 2, the Bible said it is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of feasting. The reason is because that the living will put it in their heart that this is going to be your end. That is how it will end. Some will happen in a plane. Some will happen. You know, this is a very reflective service. It's a therapeutic service. I bring my message to a close. It is a reflective service. Sometimes we need to just sit down and reflect and just think back that if Christ appears now, what will be your faith? If you die today, what will be your faith? How will you account unto God? I will not wait until somebody dies and then we are here to, you know, preach nice messages and say, read useless and baseless tributes and sing nice songs, which does not help anybody. The dead cannot hear you. When he was alive or she was alive and needed our help, we didn't help the person. But when the person died, we are giving big donations. That is the biggest sickness and infirmity of this nation. Hypocrisy. We are hypocrites from every side and from every quarter. Hypocritical dispensation and hypocritical dispositions and tendencies and predilection and predispositions. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this before I sit down. Everybody that is watching and listening to me right now, the axe is laid under the root of the tree. Matthew chapter 3 verse number 10. Yeah, the axe is laid at the root of every tree, that every tree that does not bring forth good fruit, it is hewn down.
Hyundai.
It will amaze you. Maybe I will take it to the Pentecost and Alabaster and tell them, because this place, I don't believe there is anybody like that here. Watch this. Watch this. It will amaze you that one person can propose to four people in one church. And people will be bitter when the worship is lifted. What do you want to do? We jalai. Communion, I have been now. Jalai. And so, you know, sit by the thing, F on the thing. And we are singing the song. Mosomo, ya bosomo. I bring in a ya bosomo. And these people, you mean, yeah, yeah, me. We'll be singing a journey. Watch, you know. But we are in the house of God. We are in the church. We are in the house of, and I'm only reminding us that judgment will begin from the house of God. It will not begin in the nightclubs. I want to say this, Papa. It is very easy to preach in the ghettos. I go to the ghettos all the time. Anywhere I go, I travel to the places, the hardcore. 2 weeks ago, a week ago, we were at Circle, hardcore, in a den of prostitutes. If I tell you the things that goes on there, you won't believe that you are in Ghana. I'm telling you. You know, people are sitting down on a bench, and, you know, there is a curtain closing something like Islam. And it's just one lady waiting for one person to finish, and three people are waiting. Whilst they are waiting, they are smoking their weed. Yeah. And we are busy in church fighting among ourselves whilst the souls are perishing. And I want to use the opportunity to remind you, it doesn't matter who you are. One day you will stand before God and you will stand there alone. And so I am only begging the righteous, reflect. Reflect on your personal salvation this morning. Whether you are still, examine yourself whether you are still in the faith or you have backslidden. I was speaking to Dr. Wahineba Enyanimbuetum, and I said, Doc, what are some of the ailments that comes to the hospital? He said, it is abortion. And I said, how do you know, and who are the people that are really and truly deeply involved? He said, Christians. I said, how do you know? He said, because when they are coming, they come with their handbands. I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And yet they are murderers, aborting people out of there. Everybody, you know, and the point is, we don't want messages like this. If I was preaching, the Lord will turn your situation around. I know how to preach that because God has blessed me with dynamics and linguistic abilities, oratorical finesse. I have the grace of verbosious vocabularies, and I am a student of etymology. I can understand words and how to present it. I can excite you. I can enthuse you. I can preach till you fall out. I know how to do that. But what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? My message is that I am telling everybody in this service right now, the King is coming sooner than you think. He is by the door. He is knocking on your door. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. When I look at the level of hatred in the house of God, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The reason why some will not come to first service is because somebody is in first service. Reason why somebody will not come to second service is because somebody is in second service. I don't want to see him. I don't want to meet him. I don't want to. But how can you enter the kingdom of God with that tendency? I will want to finish up with that. Brotherly love is gone. Being our sister's keeper is gone. Today you dare not tell your friend, the Kwame says he will marry me. Baby, you better keep it to yourself. And yes, sir, we'll be over to you. I'm not joking. And as we are sitting here, the snares mfidie atwa wo ho ehia mfitie. Sometimes I wish I can tell my president, His Excellency, that Your Excellency, not all the smiles are real. Yeah, most of them have come to lobby for their contracts. Yeah, sometimes I wish I can explain to the government and the opposition that God is still the judge. He hasn't gone anywhere. I know you don't want a message like this, but as I finish and sit down, I am only telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you know that it is so sad now how gossip is now the trending issues. Me preachy. Say me preachy. Go and see Facebook, say, how many people are watching? Me buy and I'm the adui, see, ha. Na adui ni kane hua. I can get 20K because me the adui abisi ha. Because people want worthless and useless things. Look at the way we are backsliding away from our Bible study and reading. Now we are addicts of the mobile phone. Addicts. By the time you can stay online for 6 hours in total out of 24 hours but cannot pray for 10 minutes, you have backslided. I am telling you the truth, and therefore wake up, wake up, wake up and shake off the dust. Your God is coming. You cannot be sleeping. I am telling somebody to stir the gifts of God that are in you. I'm telling somebody, take seriously the things of God. Be serious, like I told you on Friday night. Be serious. Preachers like this will not be popular. They will not, because this does not bring popularity. The world have come too much into our hearts. But the Bible said, do not love the world, nor the things that are in them. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. And all things that we have, ladies and gentlemen, don't depend too much on what God has made you. Rather focus on the God that made you. I'm telling you, don't be too proud of the revenue that you have made and you are still making. Don't be too proud of the houses and the cars. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 6, the Bible said, all things which we have received, all flesh, first of all, is grass. Isaiah 46, I want to put it there. Isaiah chapter 40, I close with that. Make it right with God. Chapter 40, 40 verse 6. Isaiah chapter 40, 6th verse. Chapter 40, verse 6. Yeah. I heard a voice cry and I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the godliness thereof is as a flower of the field. 7 blows me off. Yeah. 7, it blows me off. The grass withereth. My mother, my biological mother, Papa, is a beautiful woman. I have the portraits of my mother in my house, in my office. My mother, when she was 21, when my father was marrying her, amazing woman. My mother now is almost about 80 something. My father is 99. They still live together. But when I look at the portrait every day, and when I look at my real mother now, it won't see ni peri yenyefe. When I look at the portrait on the walls, and when I look at my real mother, I realize that you will wither. Say, see, Akra, you are withering. Stand to your feet, let's close. Clap your hands for the Lord. Nobody thought that you were going to have gray hair. You do. Now wrinkle lines are coming on your faces. And that is why anti-aging, anti-wrinkling creams are so stuck in your house. Oh, pro, pro. Oh, pro, pro. Me say, When I look at my father in suit on my walls, it's Abramtini. But when I look at my father 99 sitting on his bed, sometimes I'm driving him through town. And so he asks me, Kofina Hini here, what is this place? Or where is this place? I said, this building was one of your projects. We just passed and I intentionally brought you here so that you can see one of your projects. He said, I don't even remember this place. I said, it's fine. That's why I'm driving you here. The Bible said, when you were a child, you dress and go to where you want to go. When you grow up, you will stretch forth your hand. Somebody will dress you up and take you where you don't want to go. I am only speaking to the wise this morning. And may I quickly drop in. Oh yeah, I'm not condescending like a smart guy. I am only telling you the word of God. I'm telling you the word of God. I'm telling you. Maybe let me finish up with this to all the born again believers. Somebody is up today, tomorrow he is down. Somebody is down today, tomorrow he is up. You better treat people well. It doesn't take long for the tables to turn. Shadaha. I give God the glory. My Lord, you better treat people well. You better treat people well. I know people who commanded something. Today they are nobodies. Hungry and paupers. I'm telling you. I saw a man, you know, great guy, amazing guy. He has made wealth in this country. But if I see what he is now and what he is going through, I look at it and I'm saying, yes, up, obredi adani adani. Obredi adani adani. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the principles of life are the same. It doesn't matter who you are. It is the players that change. Be careful when you are playing with the hearts of people. I love you and they believe it. And yet you don't mean it. And they have given their heart to you. And you know you will not marry them. Yet you are taking the money of Charles and Ray and Blay and Mamutu and all these guys. And you have given them time. This comes to that time. That comes to that time. And they don't clash. But even you can agree with me that your breast size is no more the same. Oh God, help me. What me want to say? Nufu imu eche. We name ni aba, but nufu ni mo sane imu sane. Imu yemre, imu yemre. Bobby ni mu yemre. I know you don't like the truth, but this is what it is. A jamaya ye normal. Jamaya, you're normal. Oh, Padia, how a man you change, Bibia. It's not corruption. It's not armed robbery. It's a jamine, a jamine, a jamine. We'll be into me in car army. Me name se be what house at DNU. Me into me, a jamine, a jamine. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you. Then you're a team crophon, some kev. Kakba nonami, you know, kakba nonami. Kakba nonami. We are in the house of God. My house shall be called the house of prayer. Warn them that they will stand before God. Yeah, I write to you not to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. I warn you. I warn you. I warn you. As I finish up, when you are making slanderous statements about people, be careful. Because whatsoever a man soweth, he will reap it. Whatever you are doing to your brother, it will come to you in a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. They will give it back to you. Our assignment as believers is to make intercession for the believers. Don't be slanderous. I'm telling you, the people that are in this building, and you will be on and Some people are going through very painful experiences, and they put a makeup on it. And because they are pretty and beautiful, the Lord is coming soon, and we need to prepare ourselves and meet Him. I finish up with this Presbyterian hymn. It says, the Lord will come at dawn as a thief in the night when no man expects Him. So I will prepare myself and meet Him. Yes, what can I say that was anybody that any penny nasokran or beba saura at the hour that we think it not? Look at the way coronavirus took the world by surprise. Look at what it's doing to America right now. America have become so vulnerable. The study or the survey that came out recently, Ghana is number 3 to have gone out of the pandemic. Number 1, China. China! The same people that brought this thing to us. They are number 1 to go out of it. Ghana, number 3. And I'm looking. Oh yeah, God, me say, Senye nyamin wodi ye hua fofie. Nanki hospital kan kaine tantaina. Isisisisi wome yimo. And we call these things hospitals. Hospital beds don't even have bed sheets. It doesn't even have pillow. Woni pa me kwa nan wobi ba TV suye kwa chana ase den tuwa ba yi. Me yinin tuma wodi chana ase niye di ase mpaso. Me yira kataso. Wome yi yare. Me ni premye mpo na nyasa me ma help you. Wome yi yare. Omejare. Obi ko wono oda form ni ya tutuntuma honorable tia sonde honorable bani amana kunya kesiye. And we don't think about this. God is a judge. God is a judge. When you people attend. Yeah, God is a judge. And ya hanu meka no menim baabi am de beko. E ho no meteten by heart by heart. Aha me de sadie we ba ha ma nya me ma ha bi. Your two hands are lifted up. So create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Your two hands are lifted up. So Father, even as your people have lifted holy hands, I pray in the name of Jesus that your grace will abound and overflow to us as never before. May we be doers of your word and not hearers deceiving ourselves. In Jesus' precious name. And somebody shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. I will want to, you may be seated in the presence of God. But just 2 minutes, I will want to use opportunity. I was praying last night and the Lord laid us strongly on my spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me that we should sow seeds for our children. This is for children. If you don't have children, please don't do it. You know, I am talking about physical children. I am going to ask, you know, everybody in this place. There is a wave, and from a people, at the moment, it is not a good wind that is blowing, not only in this nation, all around the world. And I am praying that we hide all these precious children in the pavilion and in the presence of God as never before. I am going to ask in Jesus' name this morning, wherever you are, you know, a seed of 100 Ghana cedis only for all your children. If you have children, you want to make your way here, I want to pray with you. I want to hide your children in the blood, in the glory. If your seed is not here, don't worry. We'll put the mobile money outlet on there. If it is not that also, you can bring it next week. It's okay. Can I pray for your children? Stand to your feet and walk to the front. Let me do that in 2 minutes. And then we are out. Please, I'm begging you. The people upstairs, you can stand right there. The people downstairs, come to the altar. It's fine. Your children, 100 Ghana cedis only. It's a seed for all your children. Only 100 cedis. It's a seed for all your children. Don't sow 100. No. 100 only for all of them. It's okay. Can you join us right now? Let's do that. If your seed is here, you can carry it and bring it. If it is not yet, don't worry. You can bring it next week. I want to ask the grace of God that in your incoming and outgoing, your children will be preserved in the name of the Lord Jesus. Join us right now. Join us. 100 only. You don't have 100. Whatever you have. Whatever. It's okay. You can join us right now. Let me pray. So I declare, Heavenly Father, on this very special Sunday, let your grace abound for your people, but specifically for their seed, for their offspring. I declare Psalm 112, verse number 2, that our children will be mighty. Everybody watching us, you don't know Christ as Savior. You want to put your hand on your chest and say, "Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Make me born again and a new creation. Father, thank you for this privilege. I don't take it for granted. The glory is all yours. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen."
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.